Thank you. Thanks very much. I know that there's a lot of people on the list to play tonight, but I was wondering if I could just add one more. She's a friend of mine who, like me, is a long way from home. And if it's okay with you, I was wondering if you'd like her to come up here and play one of her songs.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Yeah? Greta, would you come up here, please? Just give me a moment. You want to hear it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? It's going to be amazing.
Hi. So, this is a new song, so it might be kind of rough. It's for anyone who's ever been alone in the city.
Yourself at the subway with your world in a bag by your side, and all at once it seems like a good way. You realize it's the end of the life, or what it's worth. Here comes the train. On the track, there goes the pain. Cuts to black. Are you ready for the last act to take a step? Can't take back. Did she love you? Did she take you down? Was she on her knees when she kissed your brow? Tell me what you found. You find yourself at the subway with your world in a bag by your side.
It's a drowning pool, it's a drowning pool. This game is cool and phony. Don't you ever curse, don't think you must. They're cretin and it's crony.
Welcome
to New York and welcome to the second hour of Huffing and Ailing in the Orient. Hey, Ron, did you dream of the dog and the Korean restaurant thing? Oh, I certainly did. Hear about that, Katie? It's a drowning pool, it's a drowning pool. Either pull your teeth down under. It's a drowning pool, it's a drowning pool. Don't let it feel thunder.
Comes a ghost when you need him most. All you get's the secretary. You play him golf today or on a holiday. Wonder how it feeds that feeling.
It's a drowning pool, it's a drowning pool. Don't let it be your turn.
What do you got for me?
I like to hang out with all my friends, but I still like being alone. I like to keep up with the latest trends, but I still got a style that's all my
own. No, no.
Who's next on this delightful journey?
Ew! What's your problem?
No, no, no.
Boy,
no, man,
I think you
no.
Wanna know.
Get fucking out of my car. Give me anything, a song, a hook, anything I can work with. I'm not asking for much.
That's something. That's good.
I came to you
until it started to sing. Where's my daughter?
What do you mean?
Your mom has a deadline. She asked me to watch you today. So. So where do you want to go? To the Museum of Natural History? You want to go to the park to get ice cream or what?
Why would I want to do that? I'm not a kid. What's that smell?
Oh, that's gasoline. No, I was filling up the car with gasoline, and then I spilled a little on my pant legs. That is an alcohol. I think I got a meeting here. You want to wait here, or you want to come with me?
You think you have a meeting, do you, or not?
Let's see. This is fun, right?
When we came into this neighborhood in 92, there was nobody here. It was like a war zone. Hookers, crack. Now it's totally gentrified.
No, Dad. I've had the tour.
Okay, I'm gonna call it.
It's more of a dynamic.
I think it's a great way to generate revenue for the company.
Hi.
Hey.
That was a bad traffic?
No, traffic was actually pretty good. I was just passing by.
Okay. Well, we were just closing up about this the audio commentary piece.
Yeah, shit idea. It's a shit idea then. Still a shit idea. Didn't age well.
Oh yeah, we appreciate your candor. We had a different view of it here though.
I mean, musicians for the most part are pretty much monosyllabic teenagers who really don't have that much to say, and that's the good ones, right? So what are we doing here?
The music industry is fine. It's always going to be fine. We always have been fine.
Maybe the kids are right. Maybe music should be free anyway.
That's an alarming thing to hear the head of a record company say.
What, the truth?
Well, thanks so much, Karen.
Yeah.
Let's talk more. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, guys.
Great meeting.
Good to see you.
I'm glad we got that all figured out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Band. Doing audio commentary on their own music is so fucking lame, Saul, and you know it. 10 years ago, man, you would have shit on that idea.
It's something. It's an idea. It's something that helps keep the lights on. It's something.
We need vision, not gimmicks. That's us.
I've been following you, Mr. Mulligan, down the track on every long shot that you've been bringing in here for the last 5 years, and which one of them has come in? Which one? Dan.
See you later, Brother Saul.
Dan! We need to talk now.
Don't you walk away from me. You can't do this shit, man.
You can't pull this shit. You can't pull this shit.
You want to do? Don't do this here.
I'm going to do it right fucking
okay,
here.
Okay, well, let's do it.
Let's do it then. All right, let's do it.
Come on.
Because they know. They know. These people know that they are sitting behind those desks because I started an independent record label.
above that bar, Sal. And we changed the way that things were going to be done then. Nurture and foster.
Things change. Times change. People got to change with them, Dan. It's not working. You got to go.
I don't have time for this shit, man. I got my own shit going on, all right? I'm taking my client list. I'm out of here, man. I'm fucking out of here.
That's it. What are you talking about? They signed to us. Don't bother her. Don't bother her. It's not Jerry Maguire.
Sabisco.
I'm taking my art, man. That's it. Taking the art. My art. I paid for it. I bought it. I picked it out. I got through it. It's through it. I got it. I got it.
No, you don't. That's all.
Okay, leave it there. Come on back to that. That's mine. Oh, that's mine. Come on, baby.
You want another one?
I do, but I won't. I mustn't. I can't. How could he flare at me when I set the whole fucking thing up?
Did you?
Don't you know anything about your father?
Yeah. What? I do. I know what Mom says.
What does Mom say?
She says you're a pathetic loser.
She says that affectionately. What about you? What do you think?
I don't really know you. So, you know, 2 years is a long time in the life of a teenager.
Where did you learn to talk like that?
My psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist? You have a psychiatrist now?
I do. Mom thought it'd be a good idea. I was acting strange.
There's nothing strange about you, all right? You're 15 years old. You don't need a fucking psychiatrist. Believe me, I know. I know you better than anybody.
Yeah, you sure do, Dad. How old did you say I was?
Did I say you were 15? I meant you were 14. Did I say 15?
You got money to pay for these beers?
I'm a kid. I don't have any money on
you
me.
You don't have any pocket money.
Well, I spent that on condoms.
What? No. Too much information. You ready?
For what?
That was fun, right? Don't smile.
It was fun, Dad.
Yeah, you had a good time. We haven't ran like that since you were little. That was good.
This your daddy?
Hey, I'm glad you're here, because I was just going to the car. Oh. Oh.
I'm fine. I'm sorry, my bad. Have a great day.
I could have taken that guy, just so I'd have been to see.
Hey, do me a favor, all right? Don't tell your mama I lost my job today. Listen to me.
Thanks for a really normal day, Dad.
What?
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
How's the work?
Oh, fine.
You look hungry.
No girl like her is gifted, and basically the only people who want to hang out with her are older boys who want to fuck her.
Oh, really? And you find that a big surprise? you let her walk out of the house looking like, Jodie Foster from Taxi Driver?
She dresses the way she wants to, and besides, any daughter who dresses like that only wants one thing.
A pimp?
No, Dan. Think about it.
A daddy. Guide her.
You waltz in here like a fucking clown. You tell me how to raise my kid. The kid that you pick up once a month and decide you have a fucking conscience about. You know what? 30 seconds after you're gone, we'll have totally forgotten you were ever here.
Thank you.
thought there was no hope. I thought there were no answers. And then I found God. God may not always be on our side, but He's on His side. Whenever you're alone, sir, go. Have a talk with God.
I'm gonna have a lot of fun.
Thank you. What if he doesn't answer?
Give me a bourbon, hurry up.
What kind of bourbon you want?
Well, I don't care.
And I was wondering if it might be okay if she came up here and sang this song.
Is that okay? Yeah? Freddie, would you come up here, please?
Hi. So, this is a new song, so I can run it. Who's ever been alone in the city? Thank you.
I'm in.
What?
I want to make records with you. I want to produce you. I want to sign you. We're meant to work together.
Sorry, didn't you see what just happened up there?
Yeah, what? Are you feeling sorry for yourself?
No, I like my music. I mean, who cares if they don't get it, right?
You need to work on your performance a little bit.
Well, I'm not a performer. I just write songs from time to time.
Are all the songs as good as that one?
Wait, are you really an A&R man? You just look more like a homeless man.
I've been out celebrating all week, and I just signed a band. We got carried away. That's some song you got there. I promise you it could be a big hit. Plus, you're beautiful.
Sorry, what's Beauty got to do with anything?
Jesus, you're tricky, aren't you?
No, I actually just think that music is about ears, not eyes. And I'm not Judy Garland just off a Greyhound bus looking for stardom, but really, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, here's the truth. I couldn't have signed you if I wanted to, all right?
Okay.
I didn't come from a signing tonight. I haven't signed anybody in 7 years. My label's completely lost all faith in me.
So why did you give me your card?
Forced to have it. If I look homeless, it's because I practically am. I left my home about a year or so ago. I'm sleeping on a shitty mattress in some shitty apartment. And I wasn't celebrating tonight. I was drinking my ass off, standing on a subway platform, ready to kill myself. And then I heard your song. Want to get a beer?
Sure. Dan Mulligan, born 1966. Headed A&R department at Island Records for 2 years, left to co-found indie label Distressed Records with Harvard classmate Saul Byron. So you own Distressed Records?
I sold out my interest due to emotional difficulties.
What emotional difficulties?
I was too emotional. Read on.
Okay, active on the hip-hop scene in New York in the early 90s, the pair were responsible for discovering numerous breakthrough artists, won 2 Grammys as a producer, lives in New York with wife, music journalist Miriam Hart, and their daughter. What happened to the Grammys?
I pawned them.
Pawned them? How much did you get for them?
125 for the both of them, which got me nice and wasted one weekend a couple months ago.
Were you drunk when you heard my song?
Absolutely, babe. That's when the magic happens.
What magic?
I hear things.
You hear things?
Arrangements. You need to be drunk for that sort of thing.
Well, you must have been drunk tonight because nobody else heard anything.
Nah, your song's good. It's you. Standing up there like a tomboy. And I don't mean to be offensive, but don't you think that looks a little passé?
Really?
Seriously, we get you a look and a killer video, and you go straight to the top. I'm thinking Norah Jones, singer-songwriter thing at a piano, or the Cardigans. Back in the day when they first came to America, maybe the Deborah Harry. A male band behind you. What? You find that amusing?
No, I'm sorry. Something went down the wrong way. Whoa. Sorry? No, you were saying me with a cardigan on, Norah Jane?
Hey, babe, who the fuck do you think you are? What, are you going to stand up on a stage with a beat-up guitar and you think you're the new Carole fucking King?
No. I just think that an A&R man telling an artist how they should dress or come across is total bullshit. People don't want that. They want authenticity.
Okay, babe. Authenticity. Give me a name of one artist that you think passes your authenticity test.
Dylan.
That is the most cultivated artist you could have thought of. Look at his hair, his sunglasses. He changes his look every decade.
Randy Newman.
I fucking love Randy Newman, okay? You got me on that. Listen to me. I am not saying that you can't be a real bona fide motherfucker in this business. But you got to do whatever it takes and get people in to see your shows. Where the music can start to do its real work.
Oh my God. What are we even talking about? You can't sign me, and I don't want to be signed.
That's right. What's not to like? Come on, let's get out of here. Ah, shit. You're going to have to get these beers off.
Okay. It was really nice to meet you.
Where are you going?
Sleep. I have a plane to catch tomorrow.
Where?
Home.
Why?
Because I'm sick of this city and I want to go back to uni.
Oh, come on.
come on, no one comes to New York and just leaves without something terrible happening. What happened to you? Hey. Come on, you can share with me. I am no stranger to misery. So just come to my label and let me play your demo to my partner. If it doesn't work out, I will personally pay to change your ticket. What's one more day in New York, for crying out loud? You're just probably going to go home and mope around anyway.
All right, look. I'm going to go home and think about it, and I'll call you either way tomorrow. Okay?
Good answer.
Yeah. It was very nice to meet you.
Pleasure. Pleasure's mine. Hey, you got my number, right?
Yeah.
We saw your film the other day. I so love your songs in it.
Thank you very, very much. This is Greta, my girlfriend. She wrote songs.
Cool. Oh, would you mind taking a photograph? That'd be so awesome. Just that button right there. Yeah. Yeah, good one. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're going to have to get used to that, I'm afraid. This movie is selling out all over town. It's pretty crazy.
Unbelievable.
Oh, no, it's real. All right, here we are. We hope you like. So, your fridge in here is stocked with food. There are two sets of keys on the table in there. This is your driver's number and my cell phone number. I'll leave that here. You are due at the label later this afternoon to meet everyone and say hi. And then we'll take a tour around the studio. So, probably want to catch up on your sleep before then. So, I'll leave you to it. Okay? Pleased to meet you, Greta.
Play your shithole.
Should I have come over in like a week or two and let you settle in first and get used to everything?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I don't know if I could do this without you. It's kind of scary. Mind I went for sign up?
Yeah. Hey! There he is! Big day! What's up, kid? How you doing, brother? Good to see you.
Right.
Pleasure. Welcome. Come on in, guys.
Put Dave at the head of the table.
All right. I like it.
You guys, you meet everyone?
Hi, everybody.
My assistant, Mim, the beautiful Mim. This is Mildred from marketing. Billy there is social media. The rest of the gang you'll meet, spend time with.
So, Greta, you can play guitar on a track or two, I hope, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, say what?
Yeah, Greta and I have been writing together for a couple of years now, even, you know, before the film came along. So, I would love for us to try a couple of her songs.
Did you write on the film?
No. I
mean, that's the sound we're after is from the movie, right?
Of course. Yes.
Capiche?
Yes. I just, you know, Greta's very much part of the inspiration behind everything, you know. So, I just... She's not just my girlfriend. We're partners almost. I just wanted to include her.
Just to be completely clear, I'm just tagging along on this. I'm really happy to be here and more than happy to accompany Dave on a couple of tracks.
How sweet is this girl? I love that. How great are these guys? I love them.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right, it was great talking to you. Thanks.
What's that?
That's matcha tea.
Matcha tea?
Yeah. It's got like 4 million antioxidants in it.
Oh my God, it tastes like piss.
I like it. Samurais used to drink it before they went into battle.
You're not a samurai, you're a songwriter.
Well, I'm kind of like a samurai.
Are you? Okay. Let me give these to the guys.
Oh, hey, we got to go to L.A. for a week on Monday.
We're going to L.A.?
No, sorry, it's just with some of the label guys. They have an office out there. They want me to meet this video director guy. But in the meantime, I'd really like you to listen to this. So, yes?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'll deliver coffee.
Okay. Hey, guys, can we do this again, please?
You got it, Dave. Take two.
And rolling.
And then we go on tour, so I think we're staying for six.
This is unbelievable. You're a total rock star. What studio is working?
Electric Lady.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, my.
It's really cool, isn't it?
Are you serious? So, this is me.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, it's like that old joke. You put the key in the door, you break a window.
God, look at all this stuff.
Yeah, a lot of the studios are upgrading, so practically giving stuff away. I can record an album here, soon.
Well, that'd be cool. Look at you, you've got CDs.
Yeah, I just phased out all my cassettes. Have a sit down.
No retro of you.
I have whiskey or water?
Whiskey, please.
Of course you will.
Look what you've got.
People are going crazy for that here. When I play a show and the people know I went to college in Bristol, the first thing they ask is if I know your boyfriend.
Tell me about it. I'm becoming Dave Cole's girlfriend back home. I'm like, hello, we used to be a team. What happened?
Yeah.
You know what they say, get your songs in a movie.
So this is me. This is where I've been for God knows how long.
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you see the bed? I made that bed. That bed is mine.
That's very impressive. How'd you get up there?
I vault. I vault. No pole. It's one. I do it in one straight, like one straight luge. Unless I'm drunk, in which case it's often a dismount.
God.
It's the back I like. It's like he's holding a guitar, but he wants you to think it's his penis. He's saying, look, it's a guitar, but it's not. This is the actual size of my penis.
Why no?
I'm mad at you because it's so good that I hate you a little bit. So incredibly good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, what's it called?
I don't know. Lost Stars? You like it?
I don't like it. I love it and I think it's incredible. It's not about me or it's not about your other boyfriend, right?
I don't know if it's about you, but it's definitely for you.
I'll take it.
It is actually your Christmas present because I can't afford to buy you another one, so happy Christmas.
This is the only Christmas present I want. This is all
yeah?
for Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you very much.
I love you.
I love you.
Shut up. I miss you.
What did I do?
I'm right here. I went to some botanical gardens.
Oh, really?
Very lovely.
Nice.
Yeah, good.
Ruined your song.
Did you?
Yeah, I was inspired in L.A. Want to hear it?
Wow, yeah.
Would you be interested in that?
I would be very interested in that.
Got it right here.
How exciting.
Thank you.
fucking mind reader.
Who is it for?
Mim.
Mim from the label? Mim. Mim who we met 1 month ago? Mim?
Yeah.
Was she in LA with you?
Yeah. I don't know what to say. It just happened. Maybe it'll go away. Maybe it'll fade. I have to see it through.
Do you want to put your head this end or this end? Okay, I'll see. Do you want a tea? I don't remember if you take sugar or... I'll wing it. Please, won't you come out with me tonight? I'm going to play some songs down at this open mic night. Why don't you come with me?
I hate your fucking songs.
I think we both know that isn't true, so...
Sorry, I didn't know. I love your songs. I'm being fucking horrendous right now, which is exactly why I need to go home.
It's exactly why you need to come with me. Come on, I insist. Pick that up and come with me. You're coming. I'm not leaving you here.
Okay.
Come back, I'll find your fucking head in the oven. Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a favor to do tonight. And if it's okay with you, I was wondering if you'd like her to come up here and play one of her songs. Is that okay? Yeah? Greta, would you come up here, please?
Last night about signing me.
Who is it?
Really?
I'm joking. Yeah, I was serious.
I have all my suits here. Would you get me a nice suit, make me look nice, princess?
Wait, you can't just...
I heard a song last night, and I'm telling you, it's exactly what that shit-ass lover needs right now.
You can't just barge in here. You can't come in here like this.
What?
That, because that's our arrangement.
What,
that's
you got somebody here?
That's not the point. We have an arrangement.
Hello?
Stop it.
Straight man, any straight man, don't worry about me. It's just the husband taking a shower. You can continue fucking my wife.
Hey. That's not funny.
Hey, I'm sorry.
If I did, you'd be the first I'd tell, okay?
Oh, so you're not.
Get you a shirt and a...
No razor.
Stop. All right? You want
to come in? You want a sexy time?
No.
Ready?
So where are we going, Mr. A&R man?
We're going to my partner to play new music. You got your demo?
No.
You don't have a demo?
No.
Well, do you have MySpace or Facebook or anything?
MySpace? No, I don't. I told you, I write songs from time to time.
What do you write them for?
What for? For my pleasure. And for my cat.
Oh, really? Does he like them?
Yes, she seems to.
How do you know?
Because she purrs.
Maybe she's booing.
No, she posed at Leonard Cohen, too, and she has very good taste.
Maybe she's fucking with you.
Okay, can we stop talking about cats now?
Okay.
Okay.
fuck it. Let's do this the old-fashioned way.
So you find yourself at the subway with your world in a bath by your side.
Thank you, Greta. Thanks very much. Thanks for coming in. I'm just going to take a moment to talk with Dan for a minute. Thank you. I'm not into it. It's a little undercooked for me. She seems to have kind of attitude problem. And
what are you looking for, man?
What, you want some little teenage pop star whose mom's been raising her since 2 years old for stardom? I mean,
no, it's not what I'm looking for. But if you know someone like that, I mean,
just give me the money to make the demo. I'll take her in the studio, get a hot shit producer, get a couple session musicians, dial the thing out, and then you can hear what I'm hearing, and then you can tell me to fuck myself.
People send us their demos. It's not the other way around. We don't make demos.
We're prospectors, man. We're investors. We're digging for gold.
Make a tape, and we'll get back to you. It's the best I can do right now, bro.
So I've been thinking, why do we even need to rent a fucking studio?
Because you need a desk and live room and soundproofing.
Laptop, Pro Tools, a couple dynamic mics, and the city is our fucking live room.
You mean record outside?
That's right.
Like where?
Everywhere. Fuck him. We don't need a demo. Let's record an album. Every song we do in a different location, right? All over New York City. And we do it through the summer. And it becomes this tribute to this beautiful, goddamn, crazy, fractured mess of a city, New York.
Okay. Like, under the bridge in the Lower East Side.
Top of the Empire State Building.
Rowing boats in the lake in Central Park.
Chinatown. Cathedral of St. John the Vine, okay, in the subway, fucking Harlem, everywhere, okay?
Okay, so what happens if it starts raining?
Whatever happens, we record it.
If we get arrested?
Keep rolling. It'll be beautiful. You like it? What do you think?
It's good. It's good. Come
you
on.
You produce it?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I haven't produced in a long time. We'll get somebody young to produce.
No, but I want you to do it.
Why?
Because I do. All right, I'll give you strings. We'll be definitely a new piano. Fill in the guitars underneath.
Got it. I love it.
Done.
The world's done. First Jag mobile recording studio is done.
It's bloody genius, it is.
Where do you want to go?
We need musicians. Terminally, miserably bored musicians. After that, I think, then you bring in a violin and cello. First cello, then violin.
When we get in there, lead guitar thing, I want it to become a whole different kind of song.
This is Malcolm. Malcolm is a child prodigy. He's been playing violin since he was 5 years old.
I technically started when I was four.
Four.
Wow.
And this is his older sister, Rachel. She's at the Manhattan School of Music on a full scholarship, top of the class children.
Amazing.
So, yeah, there's the deal. I can't afford to pay you up front, so I want to offer you your legitimate back end deal. Sound good?
Yeah, as long as it's not fucking Vivaldi.
It's not fucking Vivaldi.
It's great. No. It's great.
Definitely
need
to get
it.
Like, spin up the guitar
underneath.
Just have
it. Got it. I love it. See? Beautiful.
Get into that lead guitar thing, I want it to just become a whole different kind of song. I want it to be punk meets pop and have some fun.
Bubblegum. My brother, my troubles are over. This is it, gang. Paradise.
Thanks to you. Because if it ain't right, then it's wrong. And the road is long, and you're only as strong as your next move. You feel that shit?
Good, man.
You feel that,
that's pretty much it.
Damn, that was like some paranormal activity type shit moving through me.
You know me.
Oh, man, I'm just so happy to see you, man.
So nice. Thank you.
Yo, Fat Jimmy, did you get that down, man?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, because that was exceptionally good. Hold my hand, baby. Come on. Now, how can I help you, bro?
An outdoor album.
That's right.
That's fucking crazy.
I wish I could have thought of that. What do you want me to do?
I need musicians. I need a bass player and a drummer.
Don, I got plenty of musicians.
The problem is we can't pay them.
Fuck it, I'll pay them.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
For him?
Of course. Now, come on, get your sexy self in the pool.
No,
now.
No,
come on.
I will kill you.
She's English. She's a little upset.
Yes. Yeah.
Good luck on the album, Greta.
Thank you.
You know what? Everything you see around here, this crib, these cars, they're all because of him, and I don't ever forget that.
I get it.
No. You can't know. A guy like that falls on his luck for a couple of years. People lose sight of who he is. And they don't treat him with the respect he deserves, you know?
Hey! Don't listen to anything he's saying. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Anything you need, okay?
I love you, man. Thank you.
Are you serious? Are you listening to this? Really?
We're gonna use it. It's gonna be genius.
You don't hear me.
You're gonna make it.
Awesome.
You're gonna make it.
Awesome. I love it.
Get it? Those kids are gonna be all over this track. What do you mean? Just so you know. Yeah. Good. Take that. Hey,
yeah.
Listen, I'm shooting a song down here, and I need you guys to be quiet for 5 minutes, all right? Okay, I'll pay you.
How much?
A buck each.
Hey, you're funny. $5.
$5 for all of you guys. Okay, two bucks each.
No!
All right, $5 each.
We're going to do $5 and five lollipops, one for each of us. Throw in a box of cigarettes and lighters.
I'll give you one cigarette for each of you to smoke, and you share it, and I'll give you a pack of matches, all right?
Yes.
All right. Can you sing?
Hold on, hold on, then I'll
wind's good, right?
Not too bad. It's good. I think it's good.
You can look into people's windows, which is always fun.
You want to come with me to get violent?
Is that okay?
Yeah, come on.
Cool.
My brother. There you go. Thank you very much.
This is Greta, she's a songwriter I was telling you about.
Hey. Hello.
My daughter, Violet.
How you doing? So who is the cute guy? The one in the blue shirt.
Greg, you noticed him?
Sure. Wouldn't he's gorgeous.
Totally out of our league.
He's out of your league? I mean, you look out of your league. Ignore him.
How do you get someone to notice you're ignoring them if they're ignoring you?
He is not ignoring you. You're beautiful. He knows that you're there. He's just hedging his bet. But, I mean, you have to be really sure that you actually like him, you know? That it's not just that he's the guy at school to be seen with.
Oh, I do really like him.
Well, then you have to find a way to get him to ask you out.
Yes, but how?
Well, for starters, stop dressing like you're totally easy.
I thought this was sort of sexy. It's American Pie.
No, it is sort of sexy. It's very, very sexy, but it doesn't leave much to the imagination, you know?
Yes.
Do you want to go shopping?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're going shopping.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good luck on the rest of your album.
Thank
cool.
you.
You have your key?
Yep.
Check.
I got it. Hey, you should come and sing on a track.
I can't sing.
Oh.
I can play a bit of guitar, but...
Can you? We're doing one on Thursday. It's going to be really simple. You should come and play.
Can I, Dad?
I need a contemplate that.
What are you doing? Very cool.
What?
I don't know if she can play guitar well enough to play on the track. I don't want to embarrass her, but she can't play.
Look, it's going to be easy. Let her do it.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
Where's
Violet?
Listen, I was wondering, I think she could be cool if she came and played guitar in one of these songs that I'm recording on Thursday.
She's
terrible. She's not bad.
She's terrible.
I think she'll be okay.
Can I see?
Yeah, 5 o'clock. Will you bring her?
I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll bring
text
her.
I'll text you the address. Why don't you come too? Come on.
No way.
Come on. Just come. It'll be fun. I want you to go.
I'll think about it. Okay. Right, I'll come. Maybe.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
You know, it was nice to see you and Violet today. Must be hard not seeing her more.
It's...
So why don't you? I mean, she obviously really needs her father around.
What, you're in the fucking social services now?
No. I mean, I'm just saying. It must have been fairly tense for you to leave. Especially seeing as how much she obviously wants you around.
Yeah, I'm gonna split. See you tomorrow night.
Dad.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What do you want from me? What game are you playing?
What does that mean? Look, I just...
What?
I saw how sweet she was today, and I just felt sorry for you being away
from
that.
That is such a crock of shit. You are back there judging me. You think that I left that relationship because I'm some sort of selfish, depressed prick, which I am,
no,
by the way.
I don't think you're a selfish, depressed prick. I just think that you've let your troubles get in the way of your entire life.
Oh, babe. You're really showing your age right now. You have no idea what happens between two people after 18 years of marriage, all right? And because you're willing to hang around for some asshole after he totally betrayed you, that's your business.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right. I put a lot of time and effort into that relationship. And no, I'm not just walking away because of a bump in the road.
Bump in the road? I left that relationship because I was having a fucking nervous breakdown, and she was out there fucking some other guy, planning how she's gonna start a whole new life for them when I was here taking care of my kid. You have no fucking clue what you're talking about. You know nothing. She goes to Europe to work on a junket, and she ends up meeting and falling in love with the singer. Bang, boom, thunder, lightning, fireworks, the whole bit. And the arrangement was is that they were going to come back and tell their partners that they've fallen in love and they're going to spend the rest of their lives together. And so I go to the airport to pick her up, and she just comes out with it first off. Whole story. And next day, her bags are all packed, and we're telling Violet what's going to happen.
So what did happen?
He choked. He got on the airplane, went back to his wife, turned his phone off, and she never heard from him again. I move into another bedroom. She's waiting around for a phone call that never comes, and I turn into a... I lose my shit a little bit.
So sorry.
Maybe people in the music industry don't make good life partners or fathers.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. I didn't mean about the father's bit. You make a very good father.
Yeah, right.
Maybe just not a good partner. What is that?
This?
Yeah.
That's a splitter.
Oh.
For two headphones going into one input.
Yeah.
It's actually from my first date with Miriam.
It is? What do you mean?
We walked all over the city listening to her CD player. I don't think we said more than two words to each other the whole night. That was New Year's Eve, and we were married 2 months later.
Wow. That's lovely.
What kind of music you got on the phone?
I'm not giving you access to my music library. I'm really not. There's, like, a lot of embarrassing, very guilty pleasures in there.
Mine, too. You could tell a lot about a person by what's on their playlist.
I know you can. That's what's worrying me.
So we're going to do this?
Okay.
You might forget your
Let's do it.
Manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is praise. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight.
I have someone who needs me. Someone I need so long.
Perfect, right?
Great. I can go for a life without me. Somehow I know how to be strong.
What?
For once I can get
okay, we're gonna die.
Anymore. Oh, what I can say, this is mine.
I'm quite frightened because you might find this cheesy, but it is one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite films, so are you ready?
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss.
Good, right?
A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely.
What I love about music, even the most banal seeds are suddenly invested in so much meaning, you know? All these banalities are just suddenly turned into these beautiful, effervescent pearls. The music.
Never out of day, hearts full of passion, jealousy, and hate. Woman need man, and man must have his mate.
Gotta say, as I got older, these pearls are just coming increasingly more and more rare to me.
A little string and pearls?
Yeah, you gotta travel over a lot more string to get to the pearls. This moment is a pearl, Greta. All of this is a pearl.
Steve, I'm gonna check it out. Your boyfriend just won a music gong.
No way.
You won't believe it. Done something to his face.
Wow, thank you so much. I've been taken aback by this incredible cruise to the guy from nowhere can actually make it. Follow his dreams. I've got to see this piece of shampoo bottle in the shower my entire life. Yeah. Gosh,
nice beard, you fucking loser.
What dreams? We never had those dreams. I don't remember those dreams.
How do you know?
Because I know him.
Maybe they're private dreams. Maybe he just never told you about them.
Who was I living with for the last 5 years?
Maybe you've been living with a rock star. Only he didn't know it. It didn't matter. But now that he does, I gotta tell you, these people get married to it. They fall in love with the music. They fall in love with the lights. They fall in love with the road, the chicks, all that shit. And no matter how hard he tries, he's never gonna be able to make a woman happy. All right. See you in the morning.
He just looks a dick.
Why would he do that?
He looks a dick. Well, why would anyone? I'll tell you why he did it, because he wants to look like the guy who doesn't realize. He's like, oh, I've grown a beard. I was so busy, lost inside myself writing music. I didn't realize I'd grown a beard the size of my neck.
I'm going to say I'm quite cheesy. I loved him like a fool.
I don't think that's cheesy. I think that sounds like a phenomenal song.
Does it?
I think it sounds like a song, and I think it sounds like a song you should write right now.
Right,
you should
no?
Write it down. Put it down. Write it down. Write it all down.
Okay.
Write it down, because you're in the zone, girlfriend. Okay. Say it. Say, I'm in the zone.
I'm in the zone.
Don't say it like you're a posh English girl. Say it like someone in New York. Say, I'm in the fucking zone.
I'm
in the fucking zone. I gotta write a song, and I don't give a shit.
I'm gonna write a song.
Who knows about it? Okay, all right. I'm shooting.
Okay. Dialing.
All right, here we go.
And put
I have loved you like a fool.
One more?
Rachel, at the top, or yeah, at the top, coming a little bit more gradually.
Bet, Jimmy, come on, man. Please ain't gonna get you up here. Let's hear that bass, my brother.
I got you, baby.
Come
I got
on,
you.
Man. All right, all
right. Cool, I'm sorry, wait a minute. Do you play bass?
You were out of tune. You're flat.
I read on the internet that you used to play bass. So I'm excited to put Violet doing some guitar on this. This should be a family affair.
I'm a producer because I don't play bass, baby.
Yes, you are. You gotta do it. You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
All right, all right. Come in whenever you want. You know, you can wait. You just keep it simple. You're gonna be great. Whatever. If you feel like it, you do it. Okay? You know, it's totally cool. You know. They don't feel like you have to overdo it or prove anything to anybody. These guys are all, you know, seriously.
Guys, can we take five?
All right, let's take five. Five, not ten.
Hey, I'm back in New York for a gig. I got your singing message. I have to see you. Call me. Please call me.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We should have a toast. Right now.
To your album.
To our album. Really?
Alright, don't get too excited. I'm just trying it out.
Okay. Should we toast to that?
Hmm. God damn, how do people drink that?
Okay, I'm going to play a song that is impossible to not dance to. I defy you not to dance to this song.
Was amazing, grueling, punishing, inspiring.
Did you find yourself?
No.
You found a beard anyway, look at that thing.
Yeah. It's intense.
It's big.
Yeah.
Did Mim go with you on tour?
Do you want to go straight into this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what, are you the happiest couple ever, or did you break up after a month and she came back to New York on a bus?
It was a train.
Sorry, I'm being a bitch.
No. You're entitled. So, what have you been up to? God, it's amazing, bro.
Really?
Totally. Ambient sound, city. That's it, no overdubs, nothing.
No, it's just the way you hear it.
God, it's so great.
Yeah.
You're really offering a deal.
No, I don't know. He's let's play it to his partner first, so we'll see.
I cannot believe what he's done with your song.
I know, he's amazing. You should get him to do your record.
That's too late. He's finished mastering the record in LA. Yeah, recorded in various studios on the road.
Wow. So what's it called?
On the Road.
Oh. Kind of like Kerouac.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's actually a terrible album name.
No, I'm... I mean, it worked for him.
No, it's bad.
So...
I know that you know it's bad.
No, and I'm... You know, it...
Anyway, we'd like to go hear it.
I would love to hear it.
Okay.
But are we all lost stars? Drag a line of the dark. Ooh, and I'm the outside, you are the quiet. Ooh, and I'm the outside, you call my name. Yeah. And I'm the outside, you are the quiet. Oh, just...
All right. What do you think?
I think I need to listen to it again.
No. No, I want your immediate reaction.
My immediate reaction?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that you lost the songs in the production. You know? I mean, okay, take Lost Stars. I wrote it as a ballad, and I don't know, it sounds like a piece of stadium pop.
Oof. Yeah, but I wanted him to turn into a hit.
Why?
Why? What kind of question is that? You're the writer. You get sole writing credit on it, Greta. This is huge for you.
Yeah, but, I mean, you weren't supposed to lose the song in it, you know? I mean, it's delicate. I think you should get it remixed.
Ah, but everyone loves it when we do it. It's amazing. You have to see it live. I mean, the reaction to it, the energy in the room just changes.
Why are you so worried about what other people think? Our song.
It is, but, you know, isn't that what music is about? That's about sharing it with people.
No, not that song, Dave.
Okay, well, good. Then who do we get to remix this?
Mim. Maybe you should get Mim to remix it.
Really? Okay, so this is obviously not anything about the album.
You think? We've become this, like, music biz couple, you know, arguing about our albums.
The funny thing about all this is that I would throw that fucking record into the ocean if we could just continue this conversation right now. This is what I want to talk about. Okay? And if I could somehow say something or do anything that would undo what I did to us, then just tell me what it is. Help me.
Would you throw it in the ocean?
Would you
want me to? No. No, I just, you know, I think, I think everything's changed, and I'm just finding it a bit hard to adjust.
I know. It makes sense, but we're just going to have to find a way to get through this together.
When did you realize that?
When you sang to me on my voicemail, and I realized that nobody on earth in their right mind would ever do anything remotely like that, and that killed me. That crushed me. You completely won me over.
You know, I wasn't actually trying to win you over. I was trying to tell you to fuck off. And I had. And now, you know, you've come back and you've opened the whole thing up again. And I think I'm going to have to go. Hit that. I'm going to go. Close the pool a little bit much.
I hear you. Just take your time. I'm not going anywhere.
What, are you going to stay on the bench?
Yes, I'm going to stay. I'm going to live on this bench.
Uh-huh.
Come to the Gramercy on Saturday. Please. Hear the song. I want you to see how everyone's just falling in love with what you created.
Please don't play it like that. Okay.
Well, look at you. A vision of pure class. There's my daughter.
No way. Is she?
Yeah. There you are.
Yeah.
You look great. Oh, look how cool you are.
Can I keep this on my phone?
Oh, yeah. That's what it's for, babe. Look at you. Hilarious.
Why is that hilarious?
I just had no idea you were that talented. I mean, I just didn't know. You're a real guitar player. You got some talent, seriously.
What, do you want me to, like, start a band now?
Yeah. Let's start a band.
Let's start a band.
Yeah.
Why not? I'll record you. I'll produce it. I like this idea.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're motivated then?
Family business. Like the Jackson 5.
There you go.
And the Mulligan 3.
You coming in?
No, I'm going to go I'm gonna go play that for Saul, see if we can get a deal.
Good luck. Let me know how it goes now.
You love me.
I know you do.
Hey. Come on. Yeah. So pretty. Bye.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
It's fantastic. Got a great record. And I missed it on the first listen, but I don't want to miss it again.
We're very glad that you like it.
Well, I reached out to some of my studio connects in L.A., and I was thinking we'd get the first track placed in a film, the right film. There's also pilot season right now.
Yeah, man, we're not interested in any of that stuff.
Okay, so then what are you interested in? What are we doing here?
Well, I think Dan needs his job back.
Yeah, sure. Take my office. I don't care.
Okay, all right. So how, I mean, I guess I want to know, how does this work? I mean, we put the album out, we sell it for,
well,
I mean...
Let's say an album costs $10 a unit. The artist gets a dollar. Same in publishing. It's a buck for a book.
I think I'm just thinking for this specifically, to get my head around it. I mean, the album, it doesn't have any overhead, because we did it. Yeah. And then distribution, I mean, it's not going to go in stores, it's going to go online, and publicity would be what, word of mouth? So I think what I'm wondering is, why do you get 9 out of 10 of my dollars?
Greta, you're a very smart young woman, and you're a determined artist, and you have a wonderful project here with the right team behind you to push you and guide you in the right direction, and maybe
hire a hotshot producer and remix a couple of tracks.
You could have a hit record and a very long career, but you know, ultimately that's it's up to you.
Ah, you had him. You wound him up.
I know. It's amazing when you're not actually that interested. You always win the hand.
Yeah, that's never really worked out that well for me.
I mean, I found it worked very well.
Yeah. You're going to get a deal. That asshole is going to give you a deal, babe. You might have to compromise a little bit.
Never.
Of course.
Maybe we should do a bunch of these.
What do you mean?
Because you like the European series.
I like that.
Paris Tapes. Prague sessions.
The Berlin recordings. We could go all over Europe by rail.
Take the whole gang, you know? Rachel, Malcolm, Steve. So. Look, I guess I'll see you in a while. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes! Oh, man. Thank you. Guitar change. All right. For this next song, it was actually given to me by an amazing songwriter and an even more amazing woman. So it's a very special song. We're going to do her arrangement of it. So, if she's here, I'm not sure that she is. I'd love her to come up and join us on this one. There's a guitar right there. So, you know, if you're here, please join us. It's a really special song to me. So, see your vision of this song through.
Hey.
Hey.
Where are you going?
Home. What's on your mind?
Okay, I don't want your label to release my album.
Fine.
Fine, really?
Well.
No, because I thought that you'd be really upset.
No, it's your album. So what do you want to do with it then? There it is.
Yeah.
That's the whole album for a dollar. A buck for a book. The whole thing, no. Once this goes out, that's it. They're gone.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
How about $2?
Shit, capitalist, no. A buck is fair, and then, you know, we'll split it evenly between everyone and Malcolm and Rachel. Everyone, come on.
Once I press this, that's it. I'm going to war with my whole business. On the tweet up,
yeah. How many followers does he have?
Apparently the entire world. Just about every living human being.
Mr. Malik.
Good morning. News for you on the interwebs.
You didn't know nothing about this?
No.
No.
What did you tell?
10,000.
Today?
Troublegum tweeted about it.
Man, if Troublegum helped her out, it's because he liked her, all right? They're artists. They're great, great.
You didn't know nothing about this?
Nothing.
Wow.
It's kind of funny, though.
Why is it really?
It's pretty funny, man.
Your boo-boo, you know how to pick them, boy.
It's kind of good.
It's really, it is. It's kind of epic.
Yeah.
Clean up your locker. See you later.